Trump tax returns ordered released. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Supreme Court has rejected an effort by former President Trump to block congressional access to his tax records. The justice is saying Congress has a legitimate legislative interest and orders the Treasury Department to give the tax records to the House Ways and Means Committee.
It is unclear when those records will be turned over or what the currently Democrat-controlled committee will do with them. This has been quite a battle between the Ways and Means panel and the former president. Lawmakers seeking Mr. Trump's personal tax records and some business records from 2015 to 2020, so just before he took office and his years in the White House.
Fox's Mike Emanuel in Washington. The Biden administration is continuing the moratorium on student loan payments while it appeals lower court rulings blocking the president's student loan debt forgiveness program.
I'm completely confident my plan is legal. But right now, it's on hold because of these lawsuits.
In a taped message released by the White House, the president says the payment pause will continue until the middle of next year or 60 days after the legal challenges are decided, whichever is the earliest. The jury in the Oath Keepers trial deliberated most of the day Tuesday before recessing for a long holiday weekend. They are deciding the fate of five people, including the group's founder, Stuart Rhodes, on charges of seditious conspiracy related to last year's riot at the U.S. Capitol. The Centers for Disease Control reports only about 13% of Americans have gotten the latest coronavirus booster shot, which the CDC claims is performing better than expected to prevent infections. A suspect has been arrested in Miami Beach, Florida, in last weekend's murder of four people at a marijuana growing farm in Oklahoma. The prosecutors say the victims, all Chinese nationals, were killed execution style. Wall Street closed higher on Tuesday, the Dow gaining 397 points, NASDAQ up 150. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chamber of Commerce is imploring Congress to step in and stop a potential railroad strike in less than 2 weeks. Shipments of critical freight like food and some dangerous chemicals could stop sooner than that. Approaching the holidays, a strike could also impact passenger rail service.
About half the commuter rail systems in the country rely, at least partially, on tracks that are owned by the freight railroads. And, you know, most of Amtrak's long-distance trains are on that network, so they could potentially all be offline.
Connell McShane of the Fox Business Network, if even one of the 12 unions representing the freight rail carrier employees balks, there could be a work stoppage. Federal safety investigators are probing the crash of a television station's helicopter in Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Johnny Jennings says the pilot appeared to make some heroic maneuvers just before impact.
It seems the pilot that was operating the aircraft made some diversionary moves to avoid hitting traffic. Fortunately, there was no vehicles involved in it.
Chief Jennings says if that's true, the pilot is a hero in his eyes. The pilot and a meteorologist from WBTV died in the crash. State lawmakers in Virginia are preparing to consider a bill aimed at protecting women's scholastic sports programs.
Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has argued parents deserve a say if children are exploring being transgender.
These most important decisions should, in fact, be made between a child and their parents. Not to the exclusion of a trusted teacher or a counselor.
Female athletes are asking the Ninth Circuit to protect fairness in women's sports. On Sunday, President Biden said, "I continue to urge state leaders to combat the disturbing wave of discriminatory state laws targeting young transgender Americans, legislation that hurts young people who aren't hurting anyone." Others argue girls are being hurt by unfair competition. In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.